Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio, WYYC, New York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by SevisMinistry.com, P.O. Box 35-1944, Westminster, Colorado, 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, how do you spell Cephas? John 1:42 and 1 Peter 2:5 tells us that Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not been to the movie Matrix. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts like a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child, just has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it is outside of the womb. This program will be about exposing the matrix. There's something that is inside the matrix. The listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life is in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah, attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope ever before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? And I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Pope Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he's greeted by thousands expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping that he will be the acting savior, as though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently, Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed in a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians 6:15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then said I, whither goest thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof, and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, said the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, says the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, says the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, after the glory has he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. For he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. For behold, I will shake mine hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil to their servants. And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, says the Lord. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto thee. And the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord. He is raised up out of his holy habitation. With television in the late 1950s, communication soon went worldwide. Pope John Paul and Pope of the Catholic Church, and from October 16, 1978, until his death on April 2, 2005, he, like Pope Francis, traveled from country to country, reaching out to whoever would listen. His first action was to kneel and kiss the ground wherever he went. After all, he was in charge of the world's religious body. The reason for describing John Paul's papacy: much can be learned about the universal religion named Catholicism. It is a church that the Bible claims to be the body of Christ Jesus. Does it line up with scripture teachings? John Paul became the youngest bishop in Poland in July 1962 and was elected as vicar capitular temporary administrator of the archdiocese until archbishop could be appointed. In October 1962, he took part in the Second Vatican Council, 1962 through 65, where he made contributions to two of its most historic and influential products: the Decree of Religious Freedom and the Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World. On 26th of June, 1967, he became a cardinal priest 11 years after, on October 22nd, 1978, he became the most traveled pope ever. During his pontificate, Pope John Paul Second made trips to 129 countries, traveling more than 1,100,000 kilometers, 680,000 miles, while doing so. He consistently attracted large crowds. Some among the largest ever assembled in human history was the Manila World Youth Day in 1995, which gathered what is believed to be 4 million people for Mass, the largest papal gathering ever, according to the Vatican. John Paul became the first pope to visit the White House in October of 1979, where he was greeted warmly by then-President Jimmy Carter. He was the first pope ever to visit several countries in 1 year, starting in 1979 with Mexico and Ireland. He was first reigning pope to travel the United Kingdom in 1982, where he met Queen Elizabeth II Wherever he went, he was met with thunderous applause. He was the first Catholic pope to visit and pray in an Islamic mosque in Damascus, Syria, in 2001. He visited the Umayyad Mosque. He kissed the Quran here. It was where he made a speech calling for Muslims, Christians, and Jews to live together. That religion today is called interfaith as a result of the UN of it. As a result of it, the UN hosted a huge interfaith event which featured Billy Graham's daughter as the only evangelical representative of the U.S. Visiting this native Poland in 1979, Pope John Paul II struck what turned out to be a mortal blow to its communist regime, to the Soviet Empire, and ultimately to communism. Pope John Paul wrote 14 encyclicals. He condemned depopulation by means of abortion, contraception, homosexuality, euthanasia, and capital punishment. The Polish Pope was accepted into the European Union, and with that he entered into having part in decisions making about political issues, not to forget participation in the United Nations. Because John Paul II traveled so extensively, he met with believers from many divergent faiths. The World Day of Prayer for Peace, held in Assisi on October 27, 1986, where 120 representatives of different religions, including Christian denominations, spent a day of fasting and prayer. The 14th Dalai Lama Buddhist visited John Paul 8 times. John Paul II expressed admiration for Buddhism and held special masses to pray for the Tibetan people. Most royals and presidents of countries visited the Vatican dressed in black, while the Pope was in white, indicating that the Pope held the highest office in the world. That includes President Obama in his house. John Paul II oversaw the publication of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which makes a special provision for Muslims. Therein it is written, "The plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge the Creator in the first place, amongst whom are the Muslims. These profess to hold the faith of Abraham, and together with us they alone, adore the one merciful God, mankind's judge on the last day. How can that be when our God is a triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Muslims worship Allah, whoever he is. They believe that Jesus was simply a prophet. In signing off, we are offering a DVD set of 2 DVDs, The Vatican's Role in the New World Order, for postage of $4. Send your name and address requesting this DVD to Cephas Radio at earthlink.net. We'll include an invoice for postage. For a free comprehensive monthly news, sign up at go-cephas.com. To be continued, thanks for listening. God bless you. Shalom.